President Trump has put a lot of promises into action during his first few weeks on the job. And one thing he talked a lot about running for president, and even in his inaugural address, was undoing much of President Biden's climate agenda and turning the country back to an energy plan centered around fossil fuels. On his first day back in office, Trump withdrew again from the Paris Climate Agreement. He also revoked Biden climate orders, then issued his own to boost fossil fuels. Jeff Brady from NPR's Climate Desk is here to walk through it all. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Scott.
So let's start with this. What's actually different?
You know, on the ground, not a whole lot is different that most of us would notice. Some climate programs and offshore wind lease sales are on hold. Most of the other orders call on agencies to do some research and then report back. I talked with Amy Myers Jaffe. She directs the Energy, Climate, Justice, and Sustainability Lab at New York University. And she says the country's energy and climate policy is complex. It's not like a speedboat that you can turn around immediately.
It's more like an aircraft carrier, where you've got lots and lots of people on board and lots of equipment and a giant, giant infrastructure. And you turn the wheel and, you know, how long is it before you turn that entire apparatus around in the ocean?
So Jaffe's point is it just doesn't happen fast. We saw this with President Biden's climate policies. Oil drilling actually boomed during his 4 years in office.
And yet Trump is promising and calling to produce even more oil and gas. Economically, is that something oil companies want?
Many do not. That could actually push prices down and make oil and gas less profitable. And fossil fuels, they have a lot more competition now. Think of all the solar panels and wind turbines installed in the past decade. Those don't just stop producing electricity because Trump favors oil and coal.
Okay, let's turn to another big factor here, and that is the fact that so many state and local governments have their own climate policies, have their own climate mandates. How does that affect Trump's effort to try and redirect the whole country back toward fossil fuels?
Trump has little control over those governments. And then there's the private sector. Companies have climate plans of their own that extend out for decades, well beyond Trump's term in office. And there will be legal challenges to Trump's orders. Jackson Ewing directs energy and climate policy at the Duke University Nicholas Institute.
We have a lot of interpreting to do here on both the language and reach of the executive orders themselves, but also the degree to which they are legally viable.
He says until we get more details, you can view these Trump orders more as a message about the administration's intentions.
Okay, and Trump has also begun to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement, which is, of course, something he did in his first term in office before Biden put the U.S. back in it. What's different this time around?
Yeah, and that Paris Agreement, of course, is where countries agreed to limit climate pollution and avoid the worst effects of global warming. That first term, Trump talked a lot more about coal. He even tried to save individual coal-fired power plants, but failed to do that. Ewing says this time the Trump White House does appear more organized. Those orders have been consistent messages focused on fossil fuels, and this Trump administration seems to be moving pretty quickly.
How are other countries responding to all of this?
This is really important because most of the future climate pollution will come from fast-growing countries like China and India. If they follow Trump's lead back toward fossil fuels, it would be very difficult to limit global heating. But that really seems unlikely. They don't have oil and gas reserves like the U.S. does. So while it may seem like President Trump has made a lot of changes already, he really hasn't, because reversing the country and the world's climate accomplishments, it's going to take more than some executive orders.
That is NPR's Jeff Brady. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.